This is Chris Swecker, Executive Director of the Highlands County Chamber of Commerce. This is part two of our story on the 2020 Hands and Harvest Festival. Several of our maple syrup sugar camps will be open to the public over the weekend, starting Friday, October 9th through Sunday, October 11th, and again online, including Back Creek Farms. They're open Friday and Saturday. They'll have some arts and crafts vendors and be making apple butter in the morning on Saturday and squeezing apple cider. Laurel Fork Sapsuckers will be open Saturday, and they'll have their syrup and apple butter. Mill Gap Farms will be open over the weekend. They raise alpacas, sheep, and chickens, and they're Virginia's first and only organic maple syrup producer. Southernmost Maple, they'll be open Friday and Saturday, and they'll have all types of events going on, including hot, fresh maple donuts. You can fish in their free trout pond for kids. Sugar Tree Country Store, so you make maple syrup, and they'll be open Friday and Saturday and be making apple butter and pressing cider on Saturday. And Tenalaway Farm, the first and only commercial producer of black walnut syrup, they'll be open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And you can even take some hikes on their property over in the McDowell area. So for arts and crafts, there will not be arts and crafts vendors on the courthouse lawn this year, but there will be some, again, dispersed throughout the county. The church at the Old Oak, that's in the Meadowdale area, and over the weekend they'll have some arts and crafts vendors, including Route 640 Treasures, which has a collection of vintage, antique, and unique items. Blackthorn Estates Nursery will be available at Back Creek Farms Friday and Saturday, and they have lavender products and evergreen wreaths. Handmade in Highland, that'll be going on at the Monterey Presbyterian Church. On Friday, you can even pick up maple barbecue chicken halves there, and on Friday and Saturday, they'll have different arts and crafts there. The Highland Barn Quilt Studio will also be open in the Meadowdale area. That's with local artist Margie Bosch, who has created many of Highland County's barn quilts. Sun and Spruce Soaps, they will be available on the online event to shop directly with. They're located in Roanoke, and they make handmade soaps inspired by local hikes. And as far as some other organizations, Big Fish Cider, they will be open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Of course, their award-winning small artisanal cidery. And the Ginseng Mountain Store and Farm will be available Saturday and Sunday. They've got grass-fed and finished lamb and beef and sheepskins and local crafts, honey, and syrup. And as far as lodging for the festival or really any time of the year, you can check out the farmhouse at Lucky Loop Hollow Farm. That's in the Mill Gap area. And again, we do want to let people know, obviously for the safety of others as you're traveling around, please adhere to the current CDC and Virginia Department of Health guidelines regarding the coronavirus. As far as getting the schedule of when the different participants are open, you can go to highlandcounty.org and click on the Hands and Harvest Festival link, and we'll have the full schedule and details there for you to learn more. This is Chris Swecker with the Highland County Chamber of Commerce for Allegheny Mountain Radio.